And we need, I'm going to say this about abortion. I don't know that it's a slightly different stance. I'm not going to say that. I think maybe there are reasons to kill people. I believe the Bible orders or validates the execution of some, because I read that in the Bible. The same God who wrote in the Ten Commandments, "Do not murder," in the next chapter sent his people out to kill men, women, and children. I don't understand that, but I accept that of my God. And the Bible says of the government, they are God's instruments, and they don't bear the sword in vain. Swords are not spent to thank your backside, but to cut off your head. And that's what government is for, and it has that right. God gave it that right. But I want to tell you this about abortion. I may not stand. You know, someone was asking me about Jimmy Allen's stand. Don't make any difference. Jimmy Allen's a great man. You need to listen to him. He preaches the Word of God. You accept the Word of God. He gives you an opinion. Accept it as an opinion. And he gave you some. And I'll give you some. We just need to know the difference. But I want you to know this about abortion. Abortion is always taking a human life. Is it always wrong to take human life? No, I don't. I think there's situations in the Bible where you do. You go to war, or maybe if you don't bind the strong man, you can't get in his house, indicating the strong man's going to kill you if you break in. I believe there's certain circumstances that I may kill somebody, but I want you to know that I will know that I am taking a life, and that I'm going to stand before God and have to account for the taking of a human life. All I plead in abortion is that you understand that anytime you abort a child, you are taking a human life. Isaiah 49 in verse 1 reads, "Before I was born, the Lord called me." Had you ever stopped to wonder, what if Mary and Joseph had believed in abortion? Think that one over. The virgin birth, pregnancy before marriage, and Joseph and Mary just say, "Look, this is going to cause a lot of trouble. You may be killed. I will be disgraced. So we'll just run around to the local clinic and get that taken care of." I'm going to tell you this. If you stand before God and you've taken a life in war or in defense of your family or as an abortion or whatever, be prepared to give God an answer He's going to accept, because you took a human life. That's as far as I'm going to judge the thing. But we need to take a stand that that's what it is. So anybody that feels inconvenient, doesn't like the sex of the child that they've seen on the ultrasound or whatever, needs to realize you need a reason that God is going to accept.